What's good, family? I'm excited about this week's visiting pastor. This man is an entrepreneur, an author, a psalmist, pastor, overseer, educator. The list goes on and on. This dude is dope, and they call him the people's bishop and the people's pastor. He comes from the great state of Colorado, right there in Aurora, Colorado. He has two churches in two different states. He has the Colorado church, and now he's transitioning into Georgia and Atlanta to spread the ministry. I want y'all to welcome none other than Bishop Kevin Foreman.
What's going on, everybody? I am Bishop Kevin Foreman. The People's Bishop is what they call me, pastor of Harvest Church. We're located in Denver, Colorado, and we're expanding, doing a brand new location in the Atlanta, Georgia area, which I am excited about. Harvest is a church that's passionate about leading people to totally love God, love people, and love life as one church in global locations. And I don't care if you're in Denver, Atlanta, or anywhere, if you're hearing my voice, you can connect to Harvest. We have people literally across America and around the globe that call themselves harvesters and part of this great and awesome movement. Everybody's included and nobody is excluded. Let me hip you to that word you heard me use, shalom. It's a Hebrew word. Hebrew is the language of our Old Testament, or the language of the Bible. It's the language of God. And that word shalom, it means peace, but it means so much more than peace. It means nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking, and all is well. Shut up. Did you hear what I just said? It means nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking, and all is well. It doesn't mean that everything in your life is perfect, but it means when you look at your life, you can honestly say that there is nothing missing, there is nothing broken, there is nothing lacking, and despite what you may face as challenges, all is well. That's my prayer for your next 12 months of life, that your life is shalom. Matter of fact, some of you need to write that word down, S-H-A-L-O-M, put it on your desk, put it on your mirror. Put it in your cell phone. Put it somewhere to remind yourself that your life is shalom. Listen, I am so honored to be on the Cheryl Underwood Show. Listen, this is like a dream come true. I'm honored to be on, and I pray it's not my last time. I got a quick word to share with you. It won't be long, but it's going to be strong to help your next 12 be your best 12. To connect with us, we'd love for you to do so on social media. Everything is Bishop Foreman, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, it's all Bishop Foreman, B-I-S-H-O-P-F-O-R-E-M-A-N. Or you can also go to bishopforeman.com. You can learn more about me, learn more about the church, watch online, get our app, music, messages, and so much more that we've got available for you. Again, it's Bishop Foreman, F-O-R-E-M-A-N.com. On any of the socials, it's Bishop Foreman. This is February, and February, of course, is Black History Month. And we pause to celebrate the amazing accomplishments of African Americans in America. I want you to think just for a moment that despite all of the obstacles and the challenges that have been thrown at African Americans for 400 and plus years since we've been in America, we have still made it. And that's something to be celebrated. It's amazing. You know, the favor of God is with you and it's on a people, and that people can have everything possibly that can possibly be contrived thrown against them to keep them down, yet they keep rising. So we celebrate that. But also, February is the month of love. It is the month that we celebrate and we recognize love, not just romantic, but all types of relationships. And I want to ask you this question: are the relationships in your life milk, wine, or poison? Shut up. Listen, when I say shut up, I don't mean it literally. It just means the question is so good, I had to say shut up. All of the relationships in our lives fall into one of those three categories. And I want to encourage you this month to really begin to pay attention, because it's time for some milk relationships and some poisonous relationships to come to their end, because your next 12 will be your best 12. And you do not have time to have people around you that aren't supporting you, that aren't encouraging you, that aren't making you better, that aren't challenging you, that aren't stretching you. See, milk isn't really for adults. It's for children. Number two, milk, it spoils over time. It spoils over time, which means over time, this relationship doesn't improve. It gets worse. Milk, if you consume spoiled milk, it can mess you up. And that's how some relationships are. They were good at a certain stage of life, but now they have gotten bad over time. Number two, poisonous relationships. Y'all remember that song Poison, that 1990 New Jack Swing song by Bell DeVoe? There are certain relationships in your life that are poison. They literally bring out the worst in you. They are poisonous. They are dangerous for your emotional health and your spiritual health. But then there's wine. And wine gets better over time. My prayer for you is that your life be full of wine relationships. Wine friendships, where they improve over time. Father, I pray for everybody listening. Cause their relationships to be wine and cause them to see clearly those that are milk and those that are poison. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Love you guys. Enjoy spending this time with you today. Connect with us. Go to bishopforman.com. Much love. And remember, be shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking, and all is well.
There is a place for me. There is a place.